From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A historic world climate agreement.
The amendment and decisions are adopted.
That is Rwanda's Minister for Natural Resources, Vincent Biruta, declaring the adoption of a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced today at a meeting in Kigali, Rwanda. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Kigali before leaving for Switzerland.
It's a monumental step forward that addresses the needs of individual nations, but it will give us the opportunity to reduce the warming of the planet by an entire half a degree centigrade.
This is United States Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy.
And if you look at it, we are going to achieve somewhere in the order of 80 to 90% of the emission reductions from these chemicals. It is staggering what this will achieve. We're talking about an amount that's comparable to thousands of coal-fired power plant emissions.
The U.S. and most of Europe have committed to reducing their use of the gases incrementally, starting with a 10% cut by 2019. Gunmen kidnapped an American aid worker in Niger on Friday after storming his home and killing two of the worker's guards. The abduction took place in Abalak. The assailants apparently came on a motorbike, killed the guards, and then an SUV came along and drove toward the Mali border. Mali's long, porous border has been vulnerable to armed violence in recent years. There's been no claim of responsibility for the abduction. No U.S. citizen had been kidnapped before in Niger, where such a seizure of foreigners is considered to be rare. This is VOA News. Investigators with the Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemeni rebels said Saturday that incorrect information led to the bombing of a crowded funeral in the Yemeni capital last weekend, killing about 140 people and wounding at least 525 others. The Joint Incidents Assessment Team, JIAT, said a party affiliated to the Yemeni presidency of the General Chief of Staff provided the wrong information. JIAT said one of the coalition's warplanes bombed the wrong target, resulting in one of the most deadly strikes in the coalition's nearly 19-month-old bombing campaign in support of the Yemeni government's beleaguered government. The strike prompted strong international criticism, even from Saudi Arabia's closest Western allies. Talks began in the Swiss city of Lausanne on Saturday in another attempt to find a diplomatic solution to the Syrian conflict. Talks are being held among U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and U.N. Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura. Other foreign ministers from around the region are also involved. Prominent international charities called Saturday for a 72-hour ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo's eastern neighborhood. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo, which has seemingly become ground zero in Syria's five-year war. The U.S. and its Western allies accuse Russia and Syria of war crimes for bombing hospitals and U.N. relief convoys in and around Aleppo. And German intelligence says a Syrian refugee arrested in Germany this week was plotting to bomb a Berlin airport in the name of Islamic State. Jaber al-Bakr, a 22-year-old who'd been granted asylum, was detained with the help of Syrian migrants. In an RTL interview, one of the three Syrian men who stopped the suspect said he and his friends felt duty-bound to detain al-Bakr and called the police. Now, the man whose voice was disguised and was given the assumed name of Mohammed A to protect his identity, said he was angry to find out someone would plan such an act given that Germany had opened doors for Syrian refugees. Three people have been arrested in the United States of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. So apparently not only in Germany are Somali communities at any kind of risk. Reports said that suspects are member of a right-wing militia here in the United States. If the three defendants are convicted, they face a maximum sentence of life in prison. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. The area of Kansas has a meatpacking plant that employs a diverse immigrant population. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.